Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, it's Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all. Every week. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah. Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play,
hey,
all of these tracks, people,
hey,
always gotta say,
yeah,
that we're bringing heat.
Yeah.
We got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. On the music every day. Maybe I got it on the phone. Each and every week.
Hey.
All you gotta do is call me, call me.
Yeah.
Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spin my mind.
Yeah.
Each and every week.
Hey.
Good tunes radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Type in the search box, Hood Tunes Radio. Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Each and every week,
Cleveland.
And it's a party in this motherfucker, man. I'm trying to tell y'all right now. Hood Tunes Radio, Saturday!
Why they hatin'? 'Cause I'm only tryna fill my plate. The game feel that nigga who slang goes. But not only fuck with players who change clothes. Bank rolls, clap foes, the black rose. Still mingle with a couple of pimps to smack hoes. Who want it with me? Come and get me. Nigga simply from the jump. Knew some of you cowards would go against me. But it's all good. They acting, I've been hood. Should start throwing slugs at these niggas to feel good. Slicker than most of price hat. I'm switching the toast. Gotta get it for cheaper. Or I'm pulling that toast. You know what it is. Get down to lay steel. How niggas this fake real? How niggas this real feel?
You don't wanna fuck around with me. When I'm grinding it, cause I'm grinding it. You don't wanna fuck around with me. When I'm grinding it, cause I'm grinding it. You don't wanna fuck around with me. When I'm grinding it, cause I'm grinding it. You don't wanna fuck around with me. When I'm grinding it, cause I'm grinding it.
She put her hands on her knees, I right now she own the room. And worth these suckers for the dollars like you supposed to. It ain't tricking if you got it. Me and my partners came here to see you put your hands on your knee. I got the keys to the city, can't do nothing with me. Shut it, hit me with your best shot up from the block. I do it 24 hours, I don't never stop. We in here till they kick us out, then we to the house. These girls, they move that thing around like a windmill. You can ask me tomorrow how the night feel. You can act like it's your birthday and move that thing around, do it on the runway.
Might just blow it and you won't even know it. hiding in the mud. Right now, nigga, hide in the mud. Talk, cause I be hiding in the mud. Talk, and nigga, hide in the mud. I won't stop my love.
Okay, we still in there. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you motherfuckers hear me? Or is my phone tripping like that? I guess so. Here we go, man. 646-478-0944. It's your boy, E-Max the Image Man, and you have tuned in to another episode of Hood Tunes Radio. Saturday edition. That was hiding a motherfucker. Reverend C. Blood. Yeah, he a preacher now, so we still show him a little love, you know what I'm saying? Playing some of this old shit. Just to remind you where he came from, you know what I'm saying? You can't forget where you come from. I don't give a fuck where you at. That's where you came from. Y'all know the dude, man. The Glenville Festival was over there today. I happened a chance to stop through. Of course, you know what I'm saying, nothing was on time. Shit was all fucked up, and I think everybody was really preparing for Houdini to perform because some of the artists that was over there just wasn't up to standard. You would think that maybe Houdini was walking through the crowd, and if they was watching and shit, maybe some of their representatives were scouting some new Houdini artists that might come out, and if they were, I didn't see in the three, a little bit more than the hours that I was there, anybody that, you know, would have stood up to the motherfucking challenge. So, I ain't hang around that long. I was appreciative of the opportunity to come over there and say a few words to the crowd, but mostly everybody was just traveling through. They really wasn't, you know, paying attention to the artistry. The artist wasn't passing out CDs. I don't know what the hell that shit was about. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I left early or a little bit early. I ran into K-Dawg, okay? K-Dawg. We're going to have a meeting with K-Dawg. Let's just put it like that, all right? A lot of misconceptions have been going on. So we just going to leave it at that and just keep everybody in the 100 zone because basically, you know, we always pride ourselves on being sucker-free. But, you know, sometimes, some way, somehow, someday the suckers always pop up, you know what I'm saying, acting like they real niggas. But that's just how it go. That's how it is. And that's the name Hood Tunes Radio. We straight from the hood. We call the niggas like we see them. Fucking suckers. All right? So this is going out to all you motherfuckers who be acting like you real. You on that 100% type shit. And you ain't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say about you motherfuckers. I really don't. I don't know what to say. But I would like to say that the festival was cool. You know, the main part of the festival was cool as shit, but I don't know what to say about, you know, the rest of them. They was just there. You know, people walking through, that's cool, all right, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Glenville Festival, I mean, we passed up a whole lot of festivals to get there, and I think we could have did better somewhere else. Y'all motherfuckers on that side of town with y'all damn vendor shits, y'all cost too much money feeding the community. All right, everybody complained about Jeff Johnson, yet he didn't want to put the whole damn thing together. So, you know, on that one, we'll get Jeff Johnson his due. But y'all complained about Jeff Johnson all year long about the shit he been doing. So now y'all, you know, y'all love him now because we give y'all something free. All right? But it wasn't free because you couldn't eat, you couldn't drink, you didn't have shit. The little dude that lived in the apartment building right there by the Claire, he showed people more love than the people that had vending tables. All right? They were selling water and miles and shells and pop and chips and candy. Hey, cases of M&Ms and shit. You know what I'm saying? For a dollar. Yeah, but you go inside the damn festival, and they vendors had the same shit for $2 and $3, $2.50 for a pack of M&Ms. What kind of shit is that? That's community-driven? That's capitalizing on the motherfucking black people in the neighborhood. I seen about 5 white people in the whole motherfucking festival.
They had a business run.
Or they was dressed in their motherfucking high-tech black ops uniforms. With the helmets, with the walkie-talkies on them. I know they hot as fuck. I put the video camera on one of the motherfuckers. The whole squad turned around and looked at me. I put that shit back in my pocket. You ain't never Trayvon Martin me, motherfucker. We were feeling threatened. I hate pointing sometimes with the white status. The video camera, motherfucker. Hood Tunes Radio, y'all niggas know what it is, man. Cleveland, Ohio, y'all fuckers off the chain. Here we go. Hood Tunes Radio.
Yeah, we on the prowl, we on the road. Yeah, we bout to shine, we bout to blow. Yeah, we going out, going out, going out. Hell yeah, we going out, going out, going out, going out, out.
H-A-D, we got them people, we got them people. I'm like, what you got it to me for? Got a pocket full of pocketbooks.
Soldiers and then we take over. Game looking ugly, so we just make over. Co-read the prophet, the prophecy is. Y'all gon' turn haters and I'll be the shit. 100%, y'all 85. You snitching and bitching, better hope you alive. MCO guys, kill the bees in my hives. You doing the skies, the reason I ride for. What do the problem be? Nothing probably. Honestly, you niggas should honor me. I flow a piranha speed, yeah, I'm a beat. Nigga. Can't nobody fuck with my niggas. Nigga. Can't nobody fuck with my niggas. Zag wild, smoke loud, smoke a pound with my niggas. Nigga.
H-A-D, we got them people. We got them people. I'm like, what you got it for? You got it for? Got a pocket for the people. And I'm like, what you mad at me? What you mad at me for?
Coming from. Yeah. get them, bum. Ain't ready. I swear they ain't ready. They love you when you up. They hate you when you down. Look around. You see the ones who's faking they people from. Mad cause the youngest they something all through the town. You motherfuckers should be happy. I'm living now.
I'm
home free, ain't sweating these bitches. This on me when I was doing these same freaks. What's fucking my home? Means I got a new chick about 5'6" with nice tits. She love to suck dick and keep a 4/5 of roll with. Now that's some real shit. On my mission to hit the top, either rap with the banging blocks. I'm destined to hit the top. Your dudes ain't getting money, y'all just acting like that. Ain't never had no pistols on no ounce.
Take a quick trip,
nigga, my world. With niggas getting that dough. Selling bricks in the snow, trying to make sure we get more. In my world, niggas riding brand new whips. Spending big boy chips, this is close as you gon' get. To my world, with niggas getting that dough. Selling bricks in the snow, trying to make sure we get more. In my world, niggas riding brand new whips. Spending big boy chips, this is close as you gon' get. To my world.
I'm getting money, so I'm like, fuck a hater. I'ma get this money now and holler at you later. I gotta get it, so I get my grind on. Selling zones, rock for rock off my cell phone. Been doing this shit ever since a youngin'. Jumped off the porch at 11, I was young and thuggin'. Got a lot of haters, sold a 9 on my waist. Extended clips, so I'm shooting at a fucking pace. You got it backwards, thinking life is a competition. You must have forgot that money been a mission. And if you ain't getting money, then you're not a factor. No threat in the land, you know I'm a factor. Held shit down when shit got rough. Niggas say they real, but they ain't real enough. Open up your eyes, you see why these niggas hate. Cause they ain't got nothing but crumbs on their plate.
Man, yeah.
from the back. To make me clap, yo, I gotta know. Committing sin, the early moan. To the break of dawn, birds chirping like they humming songs. And for the record, baby, you ain't hearing nothing wrong. Your body right and your brains is better. So why sex express my love letter? The wetter, the better, the work is forever. And your body break very young. So make a stereotype, make you stare at me. So from the deep end, I'm speaking to that dirty song. Go ahead, drop it, baby, you ain't did nothing wrong.
Oh, go drop it for me, baby, let me see your song. Do your dance, shorty, you ain't did nothing wrong. Go drop it for me, baby, let me see your song. Do your dance, shorty, you ain't did nothing wrong. You ain't did nothing wrong. You ain't did nothing wrong. Go drop it for me, baby, let me see your song. Look what they say about you, you ain't did nothing wrong.
Written in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring.
Norris came to CSU from Dayton, but y'all overlooked him while LeBron hating. People were so mad at the LeBron win. Norris Cole, the media ignored him. And all rookies stand out in the NBA. When he was in college, he played that way. Cleveland State Vikings, he played 4 years. Horizon League, the player of the year. Whether NIT, NCAA, he has discipline in the NBA. A principal talk from his former partner, coach of the Vikings, my man Gary Waters.
Who?
Coach Waters, Norris Cole, dynamic duo. In other words, master and pupil. Cleveland State Viking colors, hang them high. Represent the forest green and the white.
This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring.
Hang your rings up high. Hold your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Bring your swords up high. Bring your rings up high. And ring your swords up high. So wave your rings up high. And wave your swords up high. At heat, the H2O, it boils hotter. The steaming attitude of Coach Waters, who arrived years ago to a losing team and instilled in them a winning theme. Instilled in them practice, instilled drive, instilled determination, instilled pride. Offense and defense make competitors fall. Whether inside or outside, Viking call. Viking invasion,
wow.
Everybody make way. Viking funeral, no matter who they play. A major college team who earns respect. From Payne, Superior, Euclid, Prospect. Main classroom to the student center. Drinko Hall has music when you enter. Fraternities, sororities, step to this. WCSB has another hit.
This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring. This is a song for those overlooked who do great things not mentioned in a book. If they look past you, you know what I mean. LeBron did his thing, but Norris got a ring.
Peace. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Wave your rings up high. Hang your swords up high. Black River Music.
Nice. vets who didn't mind getting out there on the floor, on the fairgrounds, dancing and stuff. So that was a great thing for me. No complaint whatsoever. And then, of course, a shout-out to 1008 Vision because they picked up the food tab for this particular Voice of Radio as well as Blog Talk Radio DJ. So they were even looking to do something for Donald Walker Brown. So I should start in the beginning and give a shout-out to 1008 Vision's Lil Raj, Urban Survival, for being out there for the parade. Parade went along very well. Had a couple of nice-sized banners, and that was nice. Mama Porter showed up as well, so it was a good scene. Then for the actual show this evening, I got to send a shout-out to Major Tabs, Kaz the Spaz, Miss Cleto, Chuck U, at Black House Sounds, and myself got a chance to do a legendary performance, which I was very pleased with, very pleased with. As a matter of fact, they did the intro for, of course, My Girl, and they switched it and flipped it with a New Temptations feel. And then, of course, after we acted our scene out from the movie, I did Hip Hop's David Ruffin and got a very, very nice reception. So I guess you noted, along with the Noah's Ring, that also would be a video. So we got two videos that we have to shoot. After doing that, comeback group, Houdini Rock, like I said, it was beautiful. And I have a couple of things that I need your advice on, since you do music business. Number one, well, not so much advice, but I'm going to leave this particular next person nameless. But, you know, it's very interesting when people get out there and tell you that, well, you cannot be, you can't say anything offensive. You can't say anything that's downright non-family-friendly, non-family, non-this, that, another, no curse words, no this, that, no. And then when Houdini comes out, Houdini got up there, and the first thing out their mouth was, Jaleel, oh, yeah, I should say before I get into that, Houdini not only went and did their catalog, but they invited out Master G from the Sugar Hill Gang, who did all the hits. So that was a winner. Now, back to the other. He said, this person who will remain nameless said, will tell you at festival, if it's inappropriate, I'll take your mic. You've got to be appropriate at the workshop. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. He's on stage. He helped bring out Houdini. Houdini comes out there, and the first thing out of Houdini's mouth was, all right, are y'all ready for this shit? All right.
Wow.
Then the next thing I know, Houdini said again, are y'all ready for this shit? Okay, cool. Then, thanks for rocking this shit. And then the next thing was, all right, you know, I'm just a real nigga. I was like, whoa, okay, you're a real nigga. Now, I'm cool with it. I don't mind that. But when you know it's a family festival and you got somebody who, and you got somebody who will ride hard on you, hard on you. So I'm looking to see, because this person will tell you in a minute.
Let me tell you something.
They know I don't play that. Back in the day, Michael Jackson, Tupac was a drug addict, and I told Tupac he was a drug addict. All right, well, if you're bad enough to tell Tupac that, then you should be bad enough since you're on stage, because he never left the stage. I'm like, do you have selective hearing? And instead, all he did was he jumped up and down, and he has rings on today, which light up at night. So all he did was party.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to put that on blast and say, wow, that was interesting. And then number two, what are your thoughts about the current attitude of artists? Because a lot of artists who knew me and asked me what was going on today, you know, I had a card on me. And they said, well, you know, I do radio and this, that, and the other. Everybody was like, oh, cool, great. And now a lot of names that I called earlier that performed, and that was a good thing. Now, we know Black House Sounds is giving music, so they exempt. You know, I saw Ronnie B. Well, he's exempt because he just gave me a single, so he's exempt. But do you know, out of all the artists who asked me about what I do, and they were like, oh, man, great, cool, you got a radio show, I got to call you. Yeah. Do you know only one person by the name of, I shout him out, Sir Cooper, gave me a CD. They said, man, if y'all play it, let me know so I can call in and support. And my thoughts to you are, what are your thoughts on the sorry-ass state of artists that are out there? Because, see, you saw some artists that you played their music on your show. You saw some artists today, and you spoke to them. And I'm like, I know they wanted to know what was happening and all that, and they didn't even think to update you with anything. So I just want to get your thoughts on the sorry, the state of what have you, and then number two, the hypocrisy of, we'll say, the powers that be in Cleveland when it comes to dealing with music.
Right. Okay, first of all, I just want to say I made at least a 5-minute rag on that shit today. When we start this show, man, that's the first fucking thing I talked about. All the artists that I ran into and all the artists that I was talking to, they had their cups. They was walking around. They wasn't dressed like they was trying to perform. They wasn't looking like they was promoting themselves, you know, nothing. Everybody was just girl watching. So I'm like, whoa, I'm giving away flyers. I'm passing out flyers. I'm like, where your CD at, man? You ain't got a CD for me? I told you. I said, everybody, you calling me? And, you know, we on the show, and you're sending me emails and text messages talking about, here goes some music. But where's the CD at? You know what I'm saying? Where the CD I can load into my computer or listen to the shit on my way home in the van? It wasn't not, man.
Right.
Even nobody selling fucking CDs, man. All those empty tables, man. All those empty tables, man. It could have been artists up there shopping that shit. All them people walking around. You know what I'm saying? I just could not understand that to save my life, man. I could not understand it. So that one there is just it's moving to me. It got me beat right now. I couldn't even say.
Okay. I thought it was just me, man.
No, that was the worst display of Cleveland artistry I have seen. If there was anywhere, man, that artist who was on some artist shit. Even some of the ones that was performing on the stage, man, they wasn't even passing out CDs enough. I was like, wait a minute. I'm going to go back here and see what's going on in the back. Oh, and it was land dancing and kid parties. My kids got away from me. And outside of that, man, what I was there for, it was hard for me to do.
Right.
It was hard for me to do because I said, well, damn. I just went and bought some batteries. I had my phone charged up and everything. Got the big sound. I'm the SD card in there for the memory. I'm ready. I did more videotaping than the people in the crowds that was walking by than I did anything. Now, I was looking to get some, you know what I'm saying, impromptu interviews from some of the artists, along with some CDs maybe. It just didn't happen. That was terrible. That was terrible, man. Everybody was girl watching. It was all girl watching. You know, they was all girl watching. I had to stop ADX. He rolled right. He rolled his bike. He was looking so hard. He rolled right past me, and I was standing right in front of him. He damn near ran me over. So you know that thing got brakes on it, man. But you know what? You got to. I didn't really. I thought it was a moped, but it was actually a bicycle. I don't know, man. You know, today that one there, I just said, okay, well, maybe it's the location. Maybe it was just the location, man. Because people wasn't in a professional mode at all today. Nobody was in professional mode. You was in professional mode.
People looked at me because they saw me in the parade. But then, you know. I wasn't no big band member, so I couldn't go to the other thing. So I'll admit, I went to the largest, like, Porter John I could find so I could change into my dress shoes and attire and came up. And a lot of people looked at me in the dress shirt, dress pants, dress shoes, dress hat, different shades. They looked at me like, what you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm performing today. Oh, and all that? And I was two people hit me with that, and I was like, what you mean and all that? Do you know how many people we're about to be in? Because if you notice, I will put it out there. Black House Sound, to look the part, they were dressed up. Endo Dub had his tie, dress shirt, dress pants, dress shoes. And Joe Legacy had on his dress shoes, you know, dress pants and all that. So big shout out for us coming to look like what we were supposed to look like.
This life represents your dog. Supposed to represent. They didn't do that today, man. They blended in with the civilians.
Oh, and so I will say that I'll say that I was thankful for that. I don't want to take your show too far off topic, so I'll say that I was thankful for the chance to perform. I felt it was very blessed. I was very grateful. The bad thing about it is, to me, this was the best put together parade, festival that they've had in Glenville. So I'm very proud of them on that. But on the flip side, what killed me was the fact that some acts had, like me, when you said how much time we might have, I went to rip off 7 minutes easy. That way, if you had been able to, we'd have included in your vocals. You'd be filled up to it. But on the flip side, some of these cats got up there to do 3 to 4 songs, and they had to stop them in the middle of their 4th song. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Wow.
That shouldn't have been like that. You know, that happened at least 4 times, and that was 4 times too many. It should have been something set letting you know that by the time you get to your 3rd song, you're only doing 2. So if you got 5-minute songs, you got 10 minutes. You better figure something out because we're going to snatch it off. If you do 2 short songs, we're going to snatch it. But by not doing that, it did make it look unprofessional. But my thing was, when I saw that, the professional part in me, and that's just Music 101, is even when you see chaos and mass confusion around you, my little advice for this evening show would be, don't join the chaos. Meaning, when I saw everybody else doing their thing, I stuck with my 5-minute script. Since, you know, we didn't have extra vocal on that. I cut the 5 minutes. I did not try to give Black House Sound an extra song. I didn't try to, ooh, let me go find this extra song. I just stuck to the script and kept it professional. So that would be my little advice if there's any. Let chaos go around you, but if you have something planned, plan it out so that people out there will look and say, this dude didn't go on as long as everybody else. He had a banner for the show. He had folk off the stage holding the banner. Shout out to 1008 Vision. He had a show performance set up. And it's not to toot my own horn, but it's just to let people know. I don't care if it's a festival or not. Look professional.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's about it. But I just had to put my partner on blast because I was like, I was looking off the stage. And I was just waiting. Okay. Well, I wasn't talking about K-Dog that time. I was talking about Silver B, but since you want to talk about K-Dog.
So
I might as well put it out there who it was, and then now we'll go to K-Dog. No, because somebody else might have know it. They might not even realize who it was. And I don't want people to think that K-Dog ever made it big enough yet in his own mind to be up on no stage with Houdini. So let's knock that right down right now. K-Dog was there letting me know how international he is with a magazine that nobody's ever really heard of outside of the New Jersey area and Cleveland. And the only reason people heard of it in Cleveland is because of him. So he was letting me know how great he was and everybody else how great he was. And as certain folks came to speak to him, hey, he turned his back when Suave spoke to a couple of friends, K-Dog. And then when I went to speak, Kay reached his hand out. Kay spent about 5 minutes to let me know how great he was international. And I'm thinking to myself, please, know the terms that you use. So I let him know, hey, do you know what international is? And he's like, what is it? And I said, your international company is international, but international means worldwide, and that's what I do on Blog Talk Radio, is worldwide, which means it's international because people can pick up the web all over the place from, you know, London, Europe, Germany, wherever. So the reason I throw that out there on K-Dog is it's hard to deal with somebody who does not know the full terms and are unwilling to learn after all these years. So when you are so smug and what have you, it causes you to look very bad. So that's what's up with him. He spent most of his time doing a good job. Let me know again how much greater than GMS or Blog Talk Radio or Voice of Radio he is, because he's on a magazine that's out of New Jersey, when unfortunately for him, he has yet to realize still to this very day that we're all on the same level playing field, because Blog Talk Radio is international. And if people don't believe it, look at what happened when artists tuned into your show all the way from California and reached out to work with artists in Cleveland. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw him too, but he came to me with, he had some artists with him, Checky or something like that. But
yeah, he used to be called TKL. Gotcha.
That dude. He wasn't willing to give up no CD for the show. Now, and I was like, dude, I'm not going to buy your CD to play on my show. I was like, you're supposed to give me one. I was like, if one of the DJs from 107.9 asked you for a CD, you suck his dick to give him one. And so, I'm not buying one, but, you know, your boy came out and he just showed me a lot of the stuff that they were doing, too. Oh, we doing this, we doing that, we doing this, we got our own radio show and this kind of other, boom, boom, boom. So I said, okay. Well, Corey, tell you that or that. I said, no, we don't really talk about it. You know, you like that when we talk, man, you know. So that's pretty much what that was, you know. But he had to keep it on and keep on moving because, you know, he wanted to, sell some of them CDs, man.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to sell some of them CDs.
TKO. And he changed his name up a little bit since he's got y'all, which is cool. He and I get along pretty well. He showed me a CD single. I told him that, I'll play it on the show, but you'll have to have a free copy because when it comes down to it, DJs and people who can break your music and put it out in a radius where you're not don't have to buy your CD. And the reason that I can say that unequivocally is that in 1998 till about 2008, even though I was doing spitboxing and all of that, I didn't mind, you know, pocketing, put something out for artists, and sometimes artists would buy some of my stuff from, especially from 98 to 2004. But the game changed. So even before 98, when I was buying stuff, I have to remember buying MC Chill and a few other things. The game has changed now because I'm in a position to not only help put artists on in Cleveland and network and do other things to provide shows and what have you. I knew back then when I was putting my music out from 98 to 2004 that Alfred Porter Jr. knew back then that when I would run into college DJs, I always had free cassettes, and then I started having free CDs. Because the DJ is the one in the history of music that can help make you become a better artist. So no matter what you think, James Brown would never have sold a CD to a DJ. Ray Charles, George Benson, Michael Jackson, they didn't get up there and say, look how big my name is. Their company made sure their music was sent for free to everybody and their mama, and from college radio to others. So, therefore, being in this business now, it would be a great detraction or distraction if I got up there and broke every rule and said, oh, man, you're a struggling artist. I'm going to help you out and buy your music. That's not going to happen for me. It will not happen because in this business, you are supposed to have material so that I can play your music and help you get a fan base for free.
And that's exactly what I just told them. I said, I'm not going to buy your know, CD from you, man. I said, we got radio stations that'll play it for you. You can promote your own shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, but I'm not charging you to play your music. But I'm damn sure they're going to buy it from me to play it on my show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's got about $10 damn. Come on, man. Then he wanted to wrinkled up folders and flyers and magazines and shit out of this little carrier bag.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that how you sell your magazines? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Out of a book bag? I should have got a booth.
Thank
That's
you.
Why I say it, man. Let's go get a booth next year, man. We got to get a booth in the Glenville Festival, you know what I'm saying? Set up shop, you know what I'm saying? Pass out flyers
right.
and CDs. That's what we're going to do.
Right.
I'm even gonna sweat that, man. That's gonna have to figure out who to talk to be on the little vendor list. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing up but giving away music.
Yeah. So I swear, I'm like, to me again, this was some of the craziest stuff today that I've been around, because that hit me out of nowhere. There was enough stuff there to hit me. Yeah, it hit a lot of people, but like I said, they should have realized you do not do that. That's going against all rules of the game. I'll say it again. You do not sell
there,
your
man.
Music to a DJ. Mm-hmm.
You
yes,
know
sir?
How many flyers I gave away? I don't even know.
Can't believe it.
I made 100 flyers at work. I swear I wish I had more.
Right.
Because I was standing there talking to one person, somebody else was listening, and I gave them a flyer, too. That's just how I went back. Then I went in the back where the kids was playing. They had the little stage for the line dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name. Richard?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't remember his name, but he was the one that was running the stage back there where they were dancing. So, I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was the opportunity was there to market yourself, and that's what you came out to do. So I made a few videos, you know what I'm saying? I put them up there on YouTube.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Just going to let that be, man, because, you know, right now, we got to get something better. That's what I'm saying. We got to be able to give back and give better. So.
Oh, yeah. So, and also, shout out to such people like Nappy Head Fred that I saw out there. It was, like I say, I had, for the most part, a beautiful time. There were things that made me shake my head, but I got to give a shout out because, of course, Hood Tunes Radio, Hood Talk Radio, Rod City Music was definitely out there full force, man, and it was a beautiful thing that you were out there this year to represent the company, your brand, and everything like that to help artists get on. So yeah, that was beautiful.
I posted that by one of them empty tables for a minute, you know what I'm saying, pass out flyers and stuff. I figured it wasn't nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting there talking to a few artists, and, you know, a couple of them had book bags. They didn't have no CDs to give away. So, you know, I was just giving them flyers, like, call the show. Listen to the show, you know what I'm saying? When you already, you know, come up with some tracks for me, you know what I'm saying? You would be all, you already got the number, the information. Just call in and listen, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's just how it go. When you say hypocrisy, man, that's the name of the game around here. Everybody want to show good, but they don't want to look good, man. You know? People got to see how you look. You know what I'm saying? They want to know what you're doing. Even nobody selling any fucking CDs for. I was like, damn, nobody but K-Dog do TKO, whatever. Yeah.
And please, people, do not sell one single for $10.
He had one CD in his hand. I'm like, that's all you got? I guess K-Dog had it.
Oh, yeah.
He just showed me that CD, man. The packaging wasn't even new, wrinkled packaging, like he's been pulling it out of his pocket trying to sell that one CD.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was telling me about the family reunion that he was doing with some people. They the Bone family reunion or something that they
got. Right.
You know, he's supposed to be in, you know, involved in that too. So understand when you say, you know, oh, yeah, I'm better than you. I'm better than you. He was just, you know, oh, man, I'm not going to believe you don't know about all the things I'm doing around the city. Big things, big things. And he was like, Al Porter don't tell you nothing about the stuff we doing. I was like, when we talk about you, man, we just talk about what happened in Elyria. And he act like he don't know what I'm talking about. What happened in Elyria? What happened in Elyria? I said, nothing, man, nothing. I said, you remember the little argument we got into? He was dogging everybody on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't remember it. He didn't remember that, so...
Oh, why would he? Because he was dogging everybody on his way back home.
So I just left it alone, man. I took the conversation in a whole other direction, you know.
Right.
Because I didn't want to hear it no more. I had already said, we don't talk about you like that. Right, he didn't remember what happened to you. But he didn't remember. Because I didn't even want to go into it. All I said, the first time I said was, I went down in Elyria. He said, what went down in Elyria? And I was like, you know, the booths and stuff outside of Corrupt House. What happened outside of Corrupt House? He didn't remember getting the attitude. Because nobody was under his shit.
That's right.
So then he didn't remember talking. After all of that, he still needed a ride home. Okay, and then after all of that, he talked about every motherfucking body that was helping this motherfucker do anything he was trying to do around the city.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, he didn't remember that, so if he wanted to plead for a moment, I'll let him plead for a moment. I wasn't going to go into it no more.
Nope.
And he wanted to go into it, so I left it alone.
Right.
But it is history. It is history. Now we got to move on to the next one. We got to make something bigger and we got to make something better happen, all right? That's the focus now. You let me know what you come up with. I'm going to let you know what I come up with. But something got to happen. So we going to do it. And I actually rode by the OPN spot, man. It's kind of deep back there.
Right.
It looked like a regular size, but I actually looked in on the way past. And I saw they had some back doors or something open. It looked like a whole other section back there. It's like wide open.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I was just concerned.
They have
about
a large area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to have to make something happen, man.
Cool.
So y'all know what it is, man. We enjoyed today. I feel my kids had a good time. I had a good time. I appreciate that invitation. I apologize for not being able to hit the stage, but it was a job just managing and whereabouts of my four little eager kids. I had lost them for a while. And the lady that was with them was one of their school friends' grandmothers. She didn't know me. I didn't know her. She decided to go off and do something else and left the kids with her friend. So I asked, where's your friend, your girlfriend's grandmother? I don't know. This is her sister. So I was like, okay, so we don't know you. I'm going to go ahead and once I rounded everybody up, you know, we're going to go ahead and say peace. You know what I'm saying? It was getting around a little bit late, so I came up through to get to the spot and charge everything up, man, get ready for the show, because I knew you was going to call me and fill me in on what I
right.
had. But what was there, what was happening and everything, it was cool. But, you know, sometimes, man, when I said I should have said no,
you know,
trust me, man, my motherfucking kids had pissed me off. I started sweating and it really
was
hot
you,
outside.
Man.
Oh, my God, man, they was getting on my nerves. I'm so glad my sister came and got them. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
They was not going along with the plan at all. And I had to, you know, count to 10 too many damn times. So it was time to get them out of there, especially when one was on this side, the other one was way over here, then a little bitty one was just wandering around. I caught her by chance. And they was all supposed to be together. You know
right.
So that's how it be. Y'all know what it is, man. It's still a good thing, man, but we just need to get a little bit focused. That's why I swear I believe that forum, and we can sit down. You know how the other, how they come and they bring people from the industry and this and that and the other to our city to try to bring people networking and information and advice, or, you know, instead of expanding their careers, and these idiots won't show up. I think that if it was something here local that they could attend, you know, on a monthly basis, this month we going to have this, just like the hip-hop workshop. I think it's just something that if they could come in and sit down like that. And listen to somebody that's in the city. You know what I'm saying? It'll grow. Somebody out there listening, they'll put that shit together. Who got the money already? So y'all motherfuckers get up off y'all ass and open up the motherfucking industry in the city so that somebody else can come in and look at us. If we need a little guidance, let them come on in and guide us. But we need to tighten up the ship around it.
Yes, we do.
And it ain't even a hard job, man. It just takes somebody that's willing to do it. We got to work on that. But right now, man, this is the theme of the song, Praise My Team. This is
Hustle, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm ready for this right here.
You should praise my team. We all getting green. Plus, we got that cream. Want that cream? Where's the green? And we on the scene. Desi Max shot with beans. Go ahead, lose your head. Mac can make you lose your head. You should praise my team. We all getting green. Plus, we got that cream. Want that cream? Where's the green? And we on the scene. Desi Max strapped with beams. Go ahead and lose your hair. Max will make you lose your hair. You should praise my team. We all getting green. Plus, we got that cream. Want that cream? Where's the green? And we on the scene. Desi Max strapped with beams. Go ahead and lose your hair. Max will make you lose your hair.
Ain't no hard feelings and killing and drug dealing. Got through them hard times. Now I'm about to start living. Switch the game, but shit, still the same. Niggas still moving cane, bitches still giving brain. I'm that nigga from that 9 block, flash knots. Niggas scared to see me cause they know I keep that same cock. Smash blocks, watch them talk, slip to that cash stop. Or they see they man laid up in that pan box, game block. Told your niggas before to holler at me, fish scale. Got a daddy, the fears is probably at me. Check my savvy, catch me if you can. Ain't scared to lay it down, ruin all them hoes. Now them bitches really hate me now. Yeah, right, most of them I hit the same night. Smacked them on their ass and told them to keep that thing tight. I see you around, might flag you in town. If you hear game sick, I might buy you a round or two. Next it come through, she went straight for the dick, like she already knew. Cooked the coke, whoever said rich don't float was on the sad land, nigga, I ain't missed the boat. See, I'm watching, but I've been ready. My aim been steady. Walk up on your block, but shot, nigga, now who petty? Weak niggas make it hard to breathe. Bitch niggas walk around with they hearts on sleeves. Make it easy to bleed when I'm blazing these trees. Think of the pain came from me making them G's. Shorty stay on the knees. Sometimes I see red. My little man dead violated my old head. What's the logic in that? When you fuck with a rat, don't fuck around and get fucked on your back. Get your cake up. Why this nigga still paying that same slut? My pretty young thing to get a nigga that same nut. Grand nigga, get that cake. And if it ain't about no money, then don't look away. Grand nigga, get that cake. And if it ain't about no money, then don't look away. Grand nigga, get that cake. And if it ain't about no money, then don't look away. Nigga, get that cake. And if it ain't about no money, then don't look away.
The way I lead my team, I should be the MVP. And why you cats envy me? Probably cause the diamonds in the watch look like BGT. Niggas kill me, rather chase some mass before they chase some cash. Same reason why they stash is low. Same reason why they ass is poke. Niggas think they gon' get rich by sitting on they ass. That's why I learned at a young age. In 6th grade, I was dumb paid. Even sold crack to my lunch aid.
I been the paper boy way before that little nigga on the bike. And for that, I'm forever pushing hard white. You should praise my team. We all getting green. Plus we got that cream. Want that cream? Where's the green? And we on the scene. Desi Mac strapped with beams. Go ahead and lose your head. Mac can make you lose your head. You should praise my team. We all getting green. Plus we got that cream. Want that cream? Where's the green? And we on the scene. Desi Mac strapped with beams. Go ahead and lose your head. Mac can make you lose your head.
Revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 206 block. Well, let's go ahead and we got a little special.
Of the essence, making millions. gravy. I got it all smothered. I'm on it like clockwork. Heavy on my grizzle. It's official. I get it. It's only a matter of time. As long as that clock work, I'ma keep doing what I'm doing while I'm moving, nigga, till the sunrise. I be on it like 365 on my G shit. Even on that leaf shit, I do it how most would agree with. Peep it. You don't need a doctor to tell you that we sick. More than 100, that's how I keep it. I'm so sick, I might even infect my haters. Somebody get them some tissue. They look under the weather. They all falling apart, so I'ma get them together. With this shit that I cook up, I know every time you look up, that music get to playing, now another person shook up. I try not to be selfish, but really I can't help it. Even if I tried, I couldn't. Just blame it on genetics. Maybe it's the fitted, or the Nikes I'm wearing, or maybe it's the personality that's overbearing. I hop up out that roller, and everybody's staring. They all want in the game, too bad I ain't sharing. I'm on it like clockwork, heavy on my grizzle, it's official. I get it, it's only a matter of time. As long as that clock work, I'ma keep doing what I'm doing while I'm moving, niggas, till the sunrise. I be on it like, be on it like. On my G shit, even on that leaf shit, I do it how most would agree with. Peep it, you don't need a doctor to tell you that we sick. More than 100, that's how I keep it. I shake haters, I shake, shake haters.
I might be wrong, but I'm right. You gotta know what it's like. This ain't the perfect picture. We're rolling like it was stolen on my birthday. You're thinking of the days when I went for days. But it can't be the same, because the same ain't what it was. It was fun while it lasted. Get past it. Round two, around you, they gon' lose it all. I truly fall, got haters waiting on the fall. But that won't happen no time soon. I'm out here playing with you bitches. Why you playing
the fool? Don't be blinded by all the lights and dreams and nights.
Get
the jewels and all the fancy clothes, expensive shoes and cars.
Yeah.
It will all look like glamour.
What up, Akai? We in the building right here, I did.
But you'll fall if
your
you
boy,
can handle.
With a price of fame, it's something like losing your life for nothing. Your repercussion ended up in other people's discussions. Seeming like they're not in front and see me, bitch, I never was. And lost my mind with something endless, weed and evilness corrupted. Seeming to me you lost a fortune, but I'm always into something. Writing, fighting, fucking cussing, really I don't need disruption. So me smoking calms me down, drinking always got me jumping hoes. Always want a party, I'm just chilling, gotta grow up. Focus on my music, you can tell that I'm a smoker. So I roll another one, I body it like I'm a soldier. This love is ecstasy, your boy can feel it when I'm sober. I'm killing everything from November to October. I'm killing everything from November to October.
I'm killing everything from November to October.
Yeah, whatever, Kike, we got this. Risk I'm killing everything from November
world
to October.
Don't be blinded by all
yeah
the lights and dreams.
That's right.
The nights and
come on, y'all,
work.
Value too.
The
to leave Cleveland. From ex-girl friends to others, who says you can't build a business and grow. But our quarter is too strong, and just like the creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next new names haven't left.
All his friends, Sir Knox, C-Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
L-Dog, K-Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spitbox.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
D-Loran, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Emax, HTO, HJS, Ham City.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not Done Name Dropping.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Ron Voigt, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
350, J. Lewis, 80X, Astu.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Al Fats, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
AFM, Jack the Ripper, MJ Kelly, and Rain.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Primal Rage, Tag Man, The Breakers in the Game.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Stephen the King, Best Though, Solo Poet, and Sway.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets, or Mainstays.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Mr. Abdullah, and Big E, a star.
Thank the creator that they haven't left.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the creator that they haven't left, please.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna beat up, might just beat up. Baby, can I get it up? It sounds good.
can't give you gorilla pipe. Break you up with all my might, but I might not stay the night. Can't really say that like the money really wrong. I was in your jaw. Please, baby, not at all. Relationships, not at all. I can't be sad enough. You ain't even mad enough. My second wife, she gon' be mad as fuck. Cause I gotta go, go, go. And give you gorilla pipe. Money is in your life. Girl, you can get it twice. You might get it just as bad. And give you gorilla pipe. Money is in your life. Girl, you can get it twice. You might get it three times. After that bust down a wine. Lately, baby, I've been wanting to stay. But maybe next time. Maybe when I'm in the night. And give you gorilla pipe. Money is in your life. Girl, you can get it twice. You might get it three times. After that bust down a wine. Lately, baby, I've been wanting to stay. But maybe next time.
Track right, nigga.
My name's Johnny. My name's Johnny.
I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so fast and the furious. Paper coming quick. Niggas in my swag. Pockets doing flips. Hoes on my tip. I live like I'm rich. Give the bank roll. Never need shit. I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so fast to the fierce, paper coming quick. Niggas in my swag, pockets doing flips. Hoes on my tip, I live like I'm rich. Hit the main road, never need shit.
I get so much money, too much cash. I may bank walk in, but I got bank stash. Hoes all in my pocket, cause they shit don't last. Fucking with my money, then my gun go blast. You want these bands, bitch, hoes start dancing. I'm self-paid, my money can buy a mansion. Fuck wrong with you hoes, cashing out, fuck a tag. Spend whatever money, cause I just get it back. FBIC, Miss Jackson, we reached our quota? Oh, we reached our quota. Fuck it. Let's go ball on these broke hoes. We ain't gonna count all this shit in one day. Then I'm going on break. Roll up.
So much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so fast and the fierce, paper coming quick. Niggas in my swag, pockets doing flips. Hoes on my tip, I live like I'm rich. Keep the bank roll, never need shit. I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so fast and the fierce, paper coming quick. Niggas in my swag, pockets doing flips. Hoes on my tip, I live like I'm rich. Keep the bank roll, never need shit.
So much money, so you know I'm a hungry bitch when it comes to getting dough. Pockets stay flooding, all these honeys on the floor. Broke hoes can have it, it's gonna keep flooding more. I be so paid, bitch, I'm higher than a raise. Broke hoes catch up, I get your salary in days. Never cashing out, cause my squad too paid. If money fuck my pockets, then my pockets stay laid.
Look, this is what we gonna do. This is how we gonna count this money. We gon' stash them hundreds, touch them 50s, and we are with the 10s and 20s. Nunu, hand me that bag, Miss Jackson, count them 50s over there. Let's ball out. I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so fast and furious, paper coming quick. Niggas in my swag, pockets doing flips. Hoes on my tip, I live like I'm rich. Keep the bank roll, I never need shit. I get so much money, bitch, I'm paid. I get so fast to the fierce, baby coming quick. Niggas in my swag, pockets doing flips. Hoes on my tip, I live like I'm rich. Keep them rain rolls, never need shit.
I get so much money, bitch, I'm cold. I can blow bands, bitch, and still have more. I can front your money, it would still be broke. Eating off my plate, bitch, your body can't cope. They were old bills, bitch, I got dead presidents. I'm the owner of this money, then you host a residence. Fucking with my money, bitch, shit, it get real. Call me assassin for my money, I kill.
FBIC, hey, Miss Nunu, we gon' get this money. We gon' show these niggas how to get this money. We gon' get some of these broke hoes out there. And we out. Ah.
We'll be right back.
rent. My mama rent, grandmama rent. I'm ducking 10, hope they don't blitz. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit, bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit, bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Hope they don't blitz. I'm ducking 10, hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit, bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit.
Bitch, I'm the shit. I work my wrist. I work my wrist. I'm whipping bricks. Them pure bricks. They jumping back 56. Them extras this. They pay my rent. I'm ducking 10. I'm about to flip. Got hella chips. Might go legit. That's corporate rich. Hope they don't catch me slipping. My finger trigger itching for anything fishing. And your boy's body drifting. Then it's back to the kitchen. Cocaine vision. Money been a mission in my hood. Still pumping. Young niggas busting. Hoes still fucking. That good smoke mustard. Leave a nigga funky. Back to the money. Prefer it all hundreds.
Bitch, I'm the shit, bitch, I'm the shit, bitch, I'm the shit. I bought a brick, I bought a brick, I pay my rent, my mama rent, grandmama rent. I'm ducking 10, hope they don't blitz, hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit, 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 bitch, I'm the shit. Hope they don't blitz, I'm ducking 10, hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit, bitch, I'm the shit, bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit.
Yeah, I'm dope. I'm a real nigga, so fuck with me. Geeker gang. All we do is pop pills and fuck bitches.
Rolling.
Lick a liquor and killing switches. Loud pack, we don't puff midges.
Nope.
Geeker gang or die. Either get down with it or end up missing.
Yeah.
Good smoking, I'm rolling, blowing. Back to back like a replay.
Go.
Bad bitches see yellow.
Yellow.
My cuss plug is my DJ.
Go.
The geeker in this bitch with
yeah.
me. Fuck a hoe when we switch.
We switch.
Treat her like a dog.
Dog.
Marmaduke that bitch. All I know is hustle,
hustle.
All I see is big faces. My
money.
Big bro called a real case. He down bad, but we still praying. Yeah, fuck it. Start shooting up everything but the children. Tell him, Geeker gang in the field.
Yeah,
and I would never trust a bitch. I walk around with toilet paper on me, nigga. I'm the shit.
Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. I brought a brick. I bought a brick. I pay my rent. My mama rent. Grandmama rent. I'm ducking 10. Hope they don't blitz. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. 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 Hope they don't blitz. I'm ducking 10. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit.
Got to be a team for the rest of my life, bitch.
What?
Three words, I'm about that life,
I'm
bitch.
I'm about that life.
What's 4 to 6? That's what you want when you represent.
What?
Get on
the
shit. Hit you a brick.
Shit.
Even if you got to hit you a lick. Pay
lit.
You a bitch to hide the shit.
What?
Better on shit, don't slide with it.
What?
Bitch, I'm money making,
we're
bitch.
Make
low like I'm in
I'm
a ditch. Third big crackers call me
what?
Rich. Damn, I hope that they don't play. Don't catch me with all
type
of
all
shit. Shot up like a dyke,
a dyke
bitch. I'll catch like Ice and Mike and shit. All about the Benjamin, you know I stay true to this. You niggas is new to this.
A
dance like Nike do the shit. I'ma act a fool with it. Youngin' and I'm polished, bitch. Not to mention solid
it.
You can pop and ride to this. Hey, mama, rent, I'm proud of this. Bitch, I'm truer than you fit. How much truer can I get? I do so much, hope I don't slip.
We
here, MVP in
this bitch.
Monday nights, I'll pour things, man, in the streets. Y'all be on the lookout for that. It's your boy, Master Image, man. And ain't gonna keep on talking about good luck. I like it. This is real, man. We are.
I'm number one. I know I'm alright.
I'm a god.